Turning back to our top story that we mentioned right off the beginning of the program today, Joe Biden has his eye filled with blood during a CNN climate town hall event last night. A subconjunctival hemorrhage. It can be caused by several things. The left eye, basically the whole left eye, turns bright red, right? Because there's been a rupture of a blood vessel in the eye itself. It can be caused by several things, including high blood pressure, bleeding disorders, blood thinners, even excessive stress and strain. Now, Biden has long been plagued by health issues, as you know. He's had health issues going back to 1988 when he suffered an aneurysm that burst and required him to undergo emergency surgery. The then senator was so close to death that a Catholic priest actually began last rites at that point. Months later, surgeons clipped a second aneurysm before it burst. Biden then took a seven-month leave of absence from the Senate following the surgery. Describing the operation, he once said, "They literally had to take off the top of my head." The problem with this for the vice president, the problem with this is that it's a terrible look for a guy who has had questions raised about his ability to do the job. He's 76 years old. And you have a guy there with an eye filling with blood because his blood vessel burst during a question and answer session with some young people. If that's enough to trigger that kind of a reaction from the pressure, that would be a big concern. If there's something underlying all of this, is there high blood pressure? Is there a bleeding disorder? All sorts of questions come with this now. Not a good look for a guy who's got a tenuous hold on the front runner spot for the Democratic nomination to be president of the United States. Of course, they will be out to downplay this today. They will have their spin doctors on it, no pun intended. And so there's a lot coming, and you'll get to that very soon. Very soon we'll have a lot on that, make no mistake. If you missed it yesterday, and we're going to get to this during the program today, the city of San Francisco has branded you and anybody else who is a member of the National Rifle Association, if you're a member, you are now a terrorist by definition, because they have branded the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. This is the city of San Francisco in all of its wisdom, the city where defecation on the streets is almost a sport these days because of Democratic rule. The place has gone from being a jewel city to being a dump. And they want to label you and I, if you're a member of the NRA, which I am. So therefore, by definition, today, I am a terrorist. I am a terrorist by the definition of the National Rifle Association. And I want you to hear a little bit about this. I want to go to Bite One. It comes from KTVU. It's in the Bay Area television station, covering the story a wee bit. And we get some comments from the woman leading the charge to label her fellow Americans as terrorists for joining a civil rights organization known as the NRA. It's Bite Number One. Go.
The NRA exists to spread disinformation and knowingly puts weapons in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us.
San Francisco's Board of Supervisors today taking the drastic step of officially declaring the nation's premier gun ownership advocates a terrorist organization. Supervisor Catherine Stephanie wrote the scathing declaration, reading in part, quote, "The National Rifle Association spreads propaganda that misinforms and aims to deceive the public about the dangers of gun violence."
The NRA has it coming to them, and I will do everything that I possibly can to call them out on what they are, which is a domestic terrorist organization.
Says a woman with armed security every day in San Francisco. The NRA knowingly puts weapons in the hands of, and she goes on, the NRA doesn't put weapons in the hands of anyone. The National Rifle Association defends the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. It is a civil rights organization. Defending those rights is their one charge. But to label the NRA as a domestic terror organization is just the latest step from the left. The latest step from the left, trying to label you as a bigot, as a white nationalist, and then say white supremacist if you support Donald Trump. If you're black and support Donald Trump, you have a mental illness, according to the signs and the tropes going all over the internet. And if you own a gun and you're a member of the National Rifle Association, now you are a terrorist by definition. It's one label after another. One is not enough. They want to pass it around and make sure that everybody gets labeled. And as you can imagine, there's a whole lot of people not too impressed with this decision by San Francisco to label people terrorists who are members of the NRA. One is this woman I found online. This woman I found online on Twitter. Here's a pretty strong response to the NRA rebuke from San Francisco. Listen to this. Go. It's bite number two.
The city of San Francisco, of course, declared the NRA a terrorist organization, which is crazy because the NRA is what has over 5 million members of literally all color and creed. So you're saying that myself, because I'm a minority woman and a veteran, that now I'm considered a member of a terrorist organization because you don't like the fact that I own firearms. Let's get something straight here. My husband almost died when he was shot overseas by an actual terrorist. I lost two friends that never came home because they were ambushed by terrorists. And I had multiple friends that I lost to post-traumatic stress disorder because when they came home, they were emotionally checked out. And you want to call us a terrorist organization? You guys are so far removed from the disgusting crap that you've created in your own cities that you would call people like us terrorists. I'm not going to be bullied into getting rid of my membership. I'm not a terrorist, and I'm not giving up my right to own firearms. Why don't you guys start focusing on real issues like the homelessness, the drug problem, and the human feces that you have infecting your streets?
I think that about covers it. I think she pretty well nailed it right there. You guys pay attention to your own problems and your own concerns. And don't start labeling your fellow citizens as terrorists because they belong to an organization that believes in their constitutional and God-given rights to defend themselves, their family, their community with firearms. The individual right, which is what the Second Amendment outlines, as do all of the rights in the Bill of Rights, they're all individual rights. They didn't say, oh, we're all individual rights except for this one is a group and you can only have this. It's farcical. 25 after. Like to know your comments on being labeled a terrorist. Let me know your comments about the state of Michigan banning flavored vaping liquid. SteveGruber.com. Send me a note. We'll be right back.